Continue now, talking a little bit about the history of Kabbalah and the Mefarshim. So we got up to Rav Shmuel Vital. Rav Shmuel Vital lived in Shin Nun Ches to Tav Lamed Gimel Lamed Zayin, a big Talmid Chacham that took over the role of the transmission of the Kitva Arizal after his father was Nifta, Chaim Vital, the great Rav Chaim Vital, the great Talmid, the Talmid Muvog of the Arizal. Rav Shmuel Vital's job was to sort out the ksavim, some of the ksavim, as we'll speak about next time. I don't want to get into all the works that they've done right now, but rather just the list of names in order of age, in order to know who's the who, because you have to always give more importance to the previous generations, like the Rishonim, the Achronim, then the Acher Achronim. You have to know who's who on the list. So Rav Shmuel Vital's job was to sort out some of the ksavim that we'll speak about next time, and he was an important factor to developing all the Kitva Arizal in a succinct way. Now Rav Binyamin Halevi, Rav Binyamin Halevi was also a very very important mashpia in Kabbalah, a big mekubal, and he was the Rebbe of Moshe Zakuta. And Moshe Zakuta lived in Shin Ayin Aleph to Tav Nun Chet. He lived like about 400 years ago. Moshe Zakuta is quoted often. We'll use him mostly in the Otzot Chaim. He has a go on the Mevor Sha'arim, Otzot Chaim, which are very, very crucial. He brings a lot of important points, factors, medayek, and a very exciting pirush. We'll use him often. We'll see. He's his Rebbe. He was still in the time of the Gedalia Halevi that we spoke about last time. Gedalia Halevi was one of the Tamidim of the Arizal. So he learned under this particular Rabbi of the Tamid of Arizal. So he got his Kabbalah nearly directly from the Arizal, just one or two generations below. And then you have Rav Yeshaya Basan, which Rav Basan also was in that tekufa with Rav Binyamin Halevi and Moshe Zakuta. Now he was the Rebbe of the Ramchal. Now we don't hear him very much, but the Ramchal quotes him a lot. My Rebbe, Rebbe. We find a lot of letters from the Ramchaim of Moshe Chaim Zulato that wrote many Sfarim, the Derech Hashem, and many Meginzei. We have, I think, maybe 9 or 10 of his writings. Freelander did a great job. Those are the green ones that we find all over the place. So there, he sent a lot of letters to his Rebbe, Rav Shai Basan. And there he tells them, interesting enough, how he has received giluyim from various malachim that come to them, have come to him. And he said, in one of the letters he writes of Moshe, the Ramchal, Moshe Chaim Zulato, that he writes over there that they've come to him so often that now he's so happy he can actually recognize them by name. And now he speaks to them on a personal basis. And that's the way he writes to his Rebbe. A Rebbe also a very big mekubal. And he tells his Rebbe in one of the letters that he feels that he has more revelation than the Arizal. Which doesn't surprise us, because we know that in every generation, we said B'Shem L'Leshem, that the more the generations go down in the level, the more Zu Le'umazu, the more Tumah there is, the more Kedusha. And therefore, the gates of heaven open up wider and wider, and therefore allow more chidushim. We're learning much more Kabbalah than they ever did. We know much more Kabbalah of the Arizal than they ever does, because many generations before us, everything was hidden. Things are becoming more and more accessible and more open. On the other hand, this enraged a lot of Talmid Chachamim to hear that Moshe Chaim Zulato, a young man at the time, he's very, very young, that he he's saying about himself that he's greater than the Arizal. That's how they understood it. Obviously, he didn't mean that. He just meant that he had some revelations that he was able. He had a schut to reveal things that the Arizal had not revealed. Doesn't mean that Arizal didn't know about them, but it just that it was the merits of the Ramchal to deliver this to the. To reveal this to the world. And a lot of people didn't like that, so they put him into cherem, they threw him out of town, they burned some of his farim. A lot of terrible things happened to the Ramchal till he went into hiding, and he writes in his books the way he was quite upset about the whole thing. But anyways, not to get into too much into depth into the biography, it's not really a biography. We're not doing biographies, but rather just a listing of Talmid HaChachamim. Now, you also have the Rabach, was Binyamin HaKohen, Talmid of the Ramaz. Also the Rabach, Moshe Zakuta. Also, we had another great man called the Rabach. Also, we speak about him as well when we do the Otzitz Chaim and the Mefarshim over there. Now, in Shin Pei Dalet to Tav Chaf Beis, 388 years ago, we have Rav Meir Katz Papirish, which we call the Ramaf. Now the Ramaf was a Talmid of Rav Yitzchak Tzemach and of Rav Yisrael Binyamin. Maybe these names don't mean very much to you, but they are critical to understanding the history and the development of all the writings of the Arizal. Okay, these two great men of Meir Katz Papirish, which was responsible for the all of the Etz Chaim, he's the one who published it, put it together, published it. It's a phenomenal work, absolutely phenomenal, great Mekubal on his own right. And again, was the Talmid of Rav Yitzchak, of Yaakov Tzemach, again, a very, very important figure that we spoke about yesterday, the Shir. We spoke about how he received from the great, 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 great grandfather of the Chida of Rav Azulai, the Ksavim directly from Rav Chaim Vital's kever. They pulled it out. And Rav Avraham Azulai, the Baal Or Chama, gave over the Ksavim to Rav Yaakov Tzemach to publish them. He published quite a few of them, as we'll discuss later on. Very important. So, and not only that, not only the publishers, the great Talmid Chachamim on their own right, and they also wrote a lot of Sfarim for themselves, which are very important. And besides that, they also have Haga'ot. They have various quotes and questions that they pose in the Etz Chaim, which they themselves put there, which add a lot to the Limud. So as you're going through the Etz Chaim, you'll see that Haga'ot, the Tzemach. Remember that name. So you'll know that's Rav Yaakov Tzemach, one of the important key masters of Kabbalah, which had actually learned directly from Rav Chaim Vital himself. It's an amazing thing. And later life, Chaim Vital was quite old, and Rav Yaakov Tzemach was quite young, but he got into the doors of Rav Chaim Vital and finally begged him to get a kavut, and he learned with him privately with Rav Chaim Vital. So we're talking about a very great man, and got direct influence from the Arizal. Now, next on the list here we have Rav Natan Shapira. Rav Natan Shapira, which is known as the Ranash. Now, the Ranash, we'll see also a very important Mefarish. And the Ranash, he's responsible for what's called the Pri Etz Chaim, as we'll discuss later on. Besides that, he has an Agor as well, on the back of the Otzitz Chaim, which is brought down over there, next to Rav Moshe Zakuta, Rav Nash, also brings very important questions that enlighten us when we're doing Otzitz Chaim. Right. We still have time, or?
That's about it.
Okay. So good. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.